BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Fun time blowing bubbles through a straw. Sounds naughty.
Gonna get married in a wibbly wobbly house.
BBC Radio.
One. Turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
The one.
For the immature.
You're under a citizen's arrest. You are done.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Today's Scott Mills Daily features our listener Dylan, who's still flying the flag for the UK all over Europe for the Eurovision Song Contest. Also, a very exciting and quite emotional montage for Chris to celebrate his team's win at the weekend. And do you remember the Whistler guy we had on called David a few weeks ago? He whistles this advert, which you've heard. We set him a challenge last time, and he's done it for us. And last week on Ask Me Anything, we had Andrea, a professional stag do organiser. Who will we get to speak to today?
One! Scott Mills.
The time is one.
Bonobadini, Decore, there. Watford lead! What a victory this could be for Nigel Pearson's side.
The one.
For Watford.
Saar against Alisson. Great finish. Brilliant, brilliant finish by Ismaila Saar. Ismaila Saar here for Watford. And Deeney. Oh! And that must do it. Watford 3. Liverpool 0. A brilliant, brilliant performance by Watford.
3-2.
Radio 1.
My man here is buzzing.
Oh, listen to that. So excited for that. Yeah, what a Watford win it was. No disrespect to Liverpool, of course. Much love. But what a win.
Do you like that we made that for you?
Oh, thank you. I love it.
Callum from Ancaster says, Chris, as an Arsenal fan, we'd like to thank Watford for the amazing victory they had over Liverpool. Well played. Arsenal Twitter account even said, phew. And then Watford Twitter said, you're welcome back.
I don't know where I stand on all of that. Do you know what though, Scott? It's a massive win for us because obviously it's against the champions.
Yeah, and you needed that boost, I think.
That's exactly it. You're learning. The thing is, much love for Liverpool. You know, deserved champions.
You can't deny what they've done.
But that's what I mean. That's what makes this victory great. It's not like we've won the league, but hopefully Watford can stay up. Although I know a load of other teams will be thinking the opposite. Scott, you should have seen the state of the messages that I was sending. I slid into the DMs of pretty much every first team Watford player.
Okay, and what was
and
the
ones I have numbers for I text.
What was the vibe?
I might screen grab.
What was the vibe?
A lot of laughing emojis back.
Oh no.
Because obviously they've put in a shift, so they weren't really going out that evening by the looks of it. However, I was.
Yeah, you were. Have you got anything you can read there? Anyone, just give me like the kind of general tone of the message to whoever you might have been sending it to.
All right. Here we go. This is what I sent to Ben Foster. He's the goalkeeper.
Okay.
Mate, what a night. Just the best. I'm so proud. You bunch of legends.
Any reply?
Yeah. Three of them laughing, cry emojis. It was wicked, wasn't it? Lads were class. We needed that bad. So that's not a bad reply.
No.
Some didn't reply.
Well.
Will Hughes, do you want that one?
Yeah, please.
Quick, sorry, we're doing this.
That's all right. Yes.
Oh no, I can't say that. Actually, that's too bad.
Why?
But I did include the phrase "I love you."
Oh wow! Oh wow! And anything to Troy Deeney? Of course there was.
There was. He didn't reply.
No.
I'm just finding one more for you.
Leo Clark says, "Don't know whether I can continue listening to this if it's whole going to be about Watford. It's not."
I texted the chairman. Said, "You're the best day of my life."
The chairman.
This will never be beaten. He just texts back, "Love you." That's fine.
Oh, that's fine.
One.
A while back on Ask Me Anything, we spoke to a guy called David Morris. He is one of the best whistlers in the world. He can do Kasabian. He can do whistling really fast.
Oh, William Delby.
Oh my God, you'd be extraordinary in certain situations.
You know, things like that, using your tongue, you know?
And he's proper good, this guy.
He's on an advert that you hear all the time and don't realise it's him. No!
That's me, yeah.
That's him! Dave is back on the show, hello!
How are you, alright?
Really good. Now, last time we spoke to you, people were blown away by your talent. And we said, there was one track that would be great if you would learn for us, and that track was Darude Sandstorm, because it's so fast.
That's right, yes, I've had a look at it. I didn't know it before, but I've had a look at it, and I've got about 20 seconds for you if you want.
Incredible. Oh, I can't wait. It's like some sort of whistle rave. You've never heard this song before?
No.
No.
Fine.
It is fast, isn't it, David?
Oh, it's a good one. Yeah, yes, it's a good challenge.
I have to tell you, when you play it live, it goes off. Still now.
So let me know when you want to start.
Yeah, do you need to wet whistle before, or yeah, do you just go in dry?
How do you train? Or?
Well, you get warm up, you know, do a few little scales and that, and, you know.
Oh, let's hear that.
Well, things like that, you know.
Thing is, right, there's whistling, then there's whistling. Like, I'm all right at whistling. But what this guy can do is next level, as you've heard. I'm so excited for this.
Okay, okay.
Can we
let me know when you want to start.
Can we potentially, if this works well, get you on every now and then, if we think of a new challenge? But I think you should have to up every time.
Oh, wow. Well, this is a tough one to start anyway.
Yeah, it's a bit of a challenge. Hey, listen, if you hang on the line, we'll be back with you in about 10, all right?
All right, mate, cheers. Scott
Mills. OK, the moment we've all been waiting for. This 90s classic by Darude is about to get the David Morris treatment. It's very fast. It's quite intense. David, we really would like to hire you for some of our live work at some point.
OK, mate.
He's like, yeah, all right. You know how this goes. It's Darude Sandstorm. Classic. Just don't understand how you'd be able to do that with your mouth. Listen. It's so fast.
See, I'll try it.
You go. No.
It's too much.
Right. Are you ready?
I love it. He's no nonsense.
He's so matter of fact about it. I love it.
Have it.
David, we are ready for your Sandstorm Darude.
Okay.
I love he just does it. Is.
There you go.
How long did that take you, David?
To practice that? About an hour.
I bet.
Next up, David, I want you to listen to a song by Eminem called Godzilla.
Godzilla, Eminem.
Yeah, that's the next one.
We'll leave it with you.
All right, I'll have a look at it.
David, thanks so much. We'll be back in touch.
See you, mate. The Scott
Mills Daily. Hello, who's this?
Hello, it's Danny.
Hi, Danny. How can we help you?
So, bangers, my favourite part of the show, I absolutely love it. But because I work every day until about 3, I always miss it.
Why is bangers your favourite out of everything we do? Because it's just picking songs.
Always really good songs.
So if you don't know about bangers, you probably do. We do it every day at 2:40. I pick a track that I think will sound great on Radio 1. Chris does the same. Then one of you lot come on and decide which gets played.
It's funny you say this, actually, Danny, because I was speaking to someone the other day who was kicking up a similar kind of fuss. Says they're always in the car between 3:30 and 4. Would we consider moving bangers? And I just said, well, it's that's probably a no. I don't know why there's been this current uprising against it.
Well, that's why I called, because I've got a favour to ask you guys. I want to know if you'll move it later on in the show.
So you just want to, you'd like to come on and just move things around?
Well, yeah, so we get to hear it.
Fine. But
what about all the people at 2:40 enjoy it?
Exactly.
But if they're listening at 2:40, they're probably listening after.
I say, are you suggesting we put nothing in the show at 2:40, yeah?
I'm saying move bangers till after 3 and...
I'm open to the idea that we move bangers, try it once, but what would you put in its place?
Yeah.
That's the key here.
She doesn't care, she's not listening.
Or is that not your problem? You basically saying, well, that's actually what you're paid to do.
I'm at work at that point, so it's not a problem for me.
See? So she's like, okay, make sure you put bangers at 3:40 where I can hear it. Oh, but Danny, what do we do at 2:40? Don't care, not my problem. Should we try it for one day and see if people like it?
Yeah,
then?
I'm open to the idea. It is so weird you say this, Danny, because as I said, someone else was talking to me about something similar. However, it does leave the question, what goes in its place at 2:40?
I like it that people think they can just call us and like move things around, you know, like moving a bit of furniture around.
Mm.
It's like, yeah, we'll just put that there and that there. Right, listen, we'll try it at 3:40 today for one day, but it's going to make people's schedules all over the shop.
But it's what the people want.
One person.
We'll see.
Let's see how it plays out at 3:40, but there's going to be loads of people going, well, hang on, this is... People, like, do stuff when things come on the radio. It's like a routine thing. So, like, I heard someone on Greg's show the other day going, oh, if the quiz has started just after 7, then I need to get in the car because I'm late. People do have that routine, you know, and we're just going to mess it up for them.
I know. But why don't we give it a go for one day? If we see a huge spike in listeners, let's say it adds another 2-3 million, then we will keep it there, potentially. But, yeah, maybe it's worth trying.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Last week on Ask Me Anything, we had Andrea on. She was a professional stag do organiser. Then, somehow, we got into the subject of what would she suggest to Chris if he was organising my stag do. Not that I'm getting married, you see.
If you're looking for the best of the best, I would definitely recommend Budapest, purely because there's lots of stitch shops, so anything that you want within reason we can do in Budapest.
Okay.
Great.
Budapest, you can actually do quite niche things, so it might not be...
That's what I want, niche.
It's not just a stripper, it's a stripper who's extra large.
That's so weird that you've mentioned the extra large stripper, because that's exactly what Chris mentioned as well.
Really?
It's to be discussed, you know, but maybe Budapest is an option.
Mm.
So that was Andrea, professional stag do organiser. Who are we going to have today on Ask Me Anything? Is someone with an extraordinary talent or skill coming up?
Scott Mills.
Okay, it's that time of the show. Monday afternoon, we get to speak to someone quite inspiring, generally, or someone that's just done something that we have not. It's time for Ask Me Anything. No idea who's about to be put through to us, but then they do get put through. We ask the questions that you want to know the answers to. So, hello. Who are you, and what do you do, please?
Hi, I'm Fergus. I'm a roadkill chef, and you can ask me anything.
Oh,
okay.
Right, roadkill chef. So I take it you're scraping the stuff off the ground, and then you're the one that cooks it up.
Honestly, I would never scrape anything up off the road. It's all got to be good quality food. If you do decide to take that extra wild food step beyond plants and fungi and all the rest and you know, take meat off the road or animals that have accidentally been killed, you're going to look for things that, you know, apart from obviously being dead, they are in a pretty healthy condition.
So what have you been eating then that perhaps me and Scott haven't eaten before?
Yeah, what can we have?
Magpie, fox, badger, moorhen, blackbird, lapwing.
What are you doing it with? Black bean?
Yeah,
black
badger. That's a real challenging one. Because it's a funny thing, because it plays with your mind a little bit. Like, you found a good one, you've cooked it up, and you're just tucking into it, and you're thinking, this is amazing. It's like, yeah, it's really beefy. And then just as you're kind of enjoying that thought, you're thinking, hey, hang on, no, it's kind of really lamby. Yeah, this is great. And you're thinking, like, why don't people eat badgers more often? You know, we farm other things. Why not farm badgers? So, and just at that point, this extreme wormy flavour kicks in and you're thinking, ah.
Yeah, I did eat a worm once by mistake and it wasn't nice.
Exactly. That's it. That's the flavour that kicks in.
Why are you doing that then? Is this just to... What's the main drive? I assume there's a reason why you're doing this.
The main reason is I trained as a chef, so I'm just interested in flavors, wild flavors in particular. 99% of the time, that is plants and mushrooms and seaweeds and other things. However, I think once you do start thinking about sourcing your food, like seasoning locally and stuff, and you cycle around a lot, and you do see things on the road. I guess if you're someone like me, it's like really curious. Like, you know, you can go into the best supermarket or farmer's market you like, and you're not going to be able to buy hedgehog to try. Or
when you go rat, you never go back, that sort of attitude.
No, exactly. So if you're really curious like me, I think, you'll probably end up trying these things.
Does it bleed into other areas of your life? If, let's say Armageddon does come, I imagine you'll be a good person to know. Are you sort of prepared on all fronts here?
Well, yeah, I guess I am. I mean, I'm always exploring around this idea, you know, different ways of preserving things, different ways of, like, gathering, you know, kilos of really good plants, like, I don't know, wild garlic, nettles and wild spinach in the spring when it, you know, nature seems to just produce everything in abundance at that time. But how do you make the most of it and store it for later on? So I guess all those things that I've learned over the years will serve me well for when Armageddon comes, yeah. That's for sure.
Are you prepared for Armageddon, yeah. Scott? I think you'd be screwed. I think you'd be one of the first, yeah, in trouble because...
No, I won't, because do you know why? And I'll tell you why. Because someone will have to broadcast from somewhere. And potentially, I will be the last voice that you will all ever hear.
This is the funniest, right? I love that this is on. I love that we found a reason to do this. So, here's the thing, right? Scott has been telling me for ages, and I think this is complete nonsense, by the way.
Why would I make that up?
Someone's told Scott this to boost the ego or
why
something.
Why would I make it
or
up?
Or it's been put in his contract and with like as an added bonus. But Scott has been told that should Armageddon happen... that he will get helicopter.
I don't know why you're laughing.
So that yes. Radio 1 will still be on and the last voice will all hear is Scott Mills. It's only Blair Armageddon.
No, I'll be here to...
it's a joke, mate. They've
it's not a joke. I'll be here to keep you entertained.
It's not happening, right. Mate.
I'm like the cockroach of radio. I'll survive.
So you...
You'll be laughing when I survive it. Well, you won't, because you'll be dead.
The whole thing is mad.
Well, why would they make that up?
Because when the last contract came up for you, they were like, what can we do to keep him? I don't know, just tell him he'll be the last voice all humans will hear. And you've bought it.
It's not in the contract.
But you said
you're
someone
else...
You're
not coming now.
No, but you said someone else...
I was going to take you with me.
You said someone
you're not
else.
Coming.
I was going to take you. I'll do it on my own.
Scott Mills.
I admit, we do play Billie Eilish, No Time to Die, a lot. And in the mix of songs, sometimes it can bring stuff down, especially on a Monday. I hear what you're saying, Chris. You were just saying this before news, beats.
That's why I'm saying let's just get a dancey version done. That was quick.
Don't take long.
Did you do that when you popped out a second ago?
Yeah. Do you want to switch this up with the other version, or...?
I was hoping for something just slightly happier.
OK, let's go Eurodance then, come on.
There we go.
Yeah. This is the Adwengo Eurodance remix.
Here we
go.
This sounds great this time. Maybe this is what we do every time at this time. There's one sort of happy Eurodance, happy hardcore style song.
Or a version that Daniel P. Carter played on The Rock Show the other night, which a lot of people are drawing our attention to.
To learn.
Yes.
That I'd fall.
Hello. This is our last night, No Time Today. Yes.
That's the one, isn't it?
Violet Orlandi have bought us another metal cover.
There's just no time to die.
Oh. It does sound epic. As in this style, doesn't it? They are a few different versions for you there, okay?
Yeah, good.
I know which one's your favourite.
Which one?
Yeah.
Hands up.
Come on.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. Hello, Dylan.
Hello, Scott.
Now, last week, we played you the UK's entry for Eurovision this year by a guy called James Newman. And you were spreading the word throughout Europe about it, weren't you?
I was indeed.
So you work on cruise ships.
Yep.
So you get to see a lot of Europe a lot of the time.
Yes.
So we spoke to you and you were in Norway and you were just shouting out, like, vote for the UK, because here's the problem. It's all well and good people liking the song here, but they need to like it in Europe if we're going to get any points at all.
It comes down to everyone listening to this to do their bit. in kind of advertising James Newman.
Yes, it does. And do you know what? See, in all fairness, I played the song in the nightclub near the end of the night. It was like my closing song. And I actually got a good response from it.
Oh, yeah, because you're a DJ on the ship, aren't you?
Yeah.
What were people saying?
Some of them were just like, were speaking to me in German, and I was like, English? And they're like, oh, what is that song? What is that song? And I was
Germany like, voting there.
I was like, it was James Newman. He's in the Eurovision. And if you vote for him, Scott and Chris would be very happy. And then they sort of looked at me as if to say, who's Scott
who's
and Chris?
That? Yeah. Our numbers aren't massive in Germany.
Hey, listen, we're not up to votes in Germany. It's not our game. But for James Newman, it is.
That's a massive market. Where else have you been?
So I was in Berlin, and then I got a flight to Düsseldorf. Now, Düsseldorf Airport is very weird.
Why?
So it's just no one there.
It's not major, lols. But as long as you spread the word, that's all good.
Yes, I did. I did. I actually got posters printed out and put them up around the boat as I left.
Blimey. Wow.
Yeah.
He's gone full Anton Deck on the situation.
You're really going for it, aren't you?
Well, like, I mean, I'm just helping these lads out, you know?
Yeah, it's not... I've got to be honest in all of this. It's not really helping me out, but I feel like... Well, I'm being real. But I do want James Newman to have the best possible chance with this thing.
We need them Europe votes.
And I think he needs the help.
If James Newman doesn't get the votes, Scott will be very, very, very upset. So, in all fairness, we're just helping Scott's mood.
That's exactly it.
That's true.
This is... Do you know what? You've hit the nail on the head there because I'm not that bothered. Right?
Come on.
I'm not that bothered.
I enjoy the evening. That from your voice.
Well, I have a great party. Normally, we end up having a couple of drinks. It's a good Saturday night Eurovision. I don't massively care where we finish, but Scott does. And
I just don't want to be last. Cares.
Well, this is it. If it matters to Scott, it matters to me. And therefore, that's why I'm investing in it. So I would say this to anyone listening out there. Even if you're thinking, do you know what, James Newman, or like not really that bothered. If you like Scott Mills, do your bit. Do you know what I mean? It's the one time of year he gets excited.
And
tell
all your friends in Europe to vote.
Mm. He listens to me when I talk about Watford or when it comes to the Euros. And this is his thing. And you know what? If Scott buys into it, I buy into it. That's how it works.
Strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just want to keep Scott smiling, to be fair.
Yeah, I like
that's
all it is. I imagine this is what it comes down to.
Keep Scott smiling.
Spread the word about James Newman.
Like, to me and you, Chris, it's like Eurovision, but like, I mean...
Oi. Biggest TV event in the world, actually, outside of sport, just saying.
To Scott, it's just like Eurovision, wow, this is my time.
Yeah.
My time to shine.
Exactly.
My passion is your passion.
Well, thanks so much, both of you lads, for humouring me through this. Yeah, cheers.
Yeah, like, Scott, as long as you keep smiling, that's the main thing,
that's
you know?
That's right.
Keep smiling.
That's right.
Cue song that says keep smiling.
Right, as long as I keep that bow tie spinning.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Everyone's going to be fine.
Yeah.
I might actually have a few spare posters in my suitcase that I can take with me when I go to Krakow and
get them up.
And I go back to the boat.
Get them up in some bars and take pictures for us, please?
You know what? I might just even put them up around where I am, Belfast, and tell just basically underneath it, say, when you go on holiday, just spread the message. Keep Scott smiling.
Keeps got smiling. Yeah, write that on toilet walls. And
I'd rather
like
you
that.
Put them out in Europe, though. It's not going to do much good in Belfast.
Yeah, but like if people are going on holiday.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, it's good to hear that you're doing your bit.
Thank
That's
you.
The main thing.
Hashtag keep Scott smiling.
Appreciate it. Scott Mills. There are some people really not happy about this bangers thing. Dent on Twitter says bangers needs to stay at 2:40. It breaks my afternoon up. What are you doing?
How dare you?
Trying it for one day. One BBC Radio. We'll see how it goes. We'll speak to Kian now, our bangers stat man.
We absolutely love you. You decided, for reasons I still can't really understand, you decided to compile stats on bangers. Obviously, I pick a song, Scott picks a song, but you break down all the stats, the proportion of girls versus guys that are voting for each other. It's basically the kind of work that marketing departments get paid a lot of money to work out here at Radio 1. Actually, I don't know how much they get paid,
this is the same level of detail that the real Eurovision fans go into. Like, if you meet one of them, you just say a year and they'll tell you who won and who came second and who came third.
Yeah, but you've made bangers your thing. It's fascinating getting you on occasionally because you can always settle the arguments between who's doing better on bangers.
So we're right in saying, and we said this last week, Chris is winning bangers overall.
Chris has won 386 times and Scott has won 355 times.
That's about, what, roughly about 30 bangers, which is a month. So it's like I'm a month ahead of Scott.
Since the start of this year, Scott is in the lead 15-10.
You watch, this will be the stat that he uses now everywhere. Well, I'm winning this year.
Chris won last year 92-87, but maybe Scott is on for a winning year in 2020.
See, it's interesting, isn't it? Because wow, it is close. Bangers is actually very close when you break it down year on year. What are the kind of songs that people are generally winning with?
Green Day have won 5 out of 5 times they've been chosen.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Let me write that down.
Yeah, exactly. Making a note of that. Okay.
Eminem has won 9 out of 10 times, so that's a very strong success rate for him.
Oh my God, you're such a geek and I love you for it.
And then some three, like, no shade to these artists in particular, but you wouldn't really think of them as being, like, ultimate banger winners.
Who?
They both won 4 times out of 4 times. Azealia Banks, Katie B and Twista.
There's absolutely no science to this whatsoever.
That is definitely me. I've picked Twista. How many times has Twista won? Did you
so
say
many.
4 times?
Yeah.
I mean, what song could it be?
Oh, that's incredible. That's really good to know, actually.
Good knowledge.
People to avoid are Mark Ronson.
Right.
He's only won 1 out of 9 times. Biffy Clyro, again, 1 out of 9 times. Bruno Mars and Friendly Fires have never won and they've been chosen 5 times.
This is great.
It's true. I do try and get Friendly Fires across the line a fair bit. Good song, though. Yeah, maybe.
Nobody cares.
No one seems to care. It's God, this is incredible, this, isn't it?
Now, Kano has a very poor success rate. 1 out of 8 times.
Yeah, that'll be Chris, the Kano choices. And, I mean, he loves Kano. A lot of people do, but nobody on bangers.
How am I testing with the ladies?
Because you're in the lead overall, you're winning all the subcategories as well, so they are exciting to report on.
Okay, so what are you saying? That it doesn't matter what gender you are, you generally go for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, not this year, though. Ah, yeah. In your face.
Oh, it's fascinating stuff, yeah. Well, keep up the great work. I mean, obviously, we're not paying you for it, but there's clearly a passion there, and we can only encourage that.
Yeah, and let's be clear, we won't pay you, but we do appreciate the love and passion for bangers.
One other thing, then, if you want, for, I don't know, end of year or sometime, I can do, like, a battle of the bangers, so I can choose all the songs that have won the most, and then you can, I don't know, do some
competition. Yeah,
yes.
I'm going to stop you there, because come Christmas time, that really should be someone's job. And I know what's going to happen here is they're going to contact you, yeah, and you're going to basically do all their work for,
yeah,
them.
But that's fine.
But I have all the work done. So it's okay.
Listen, have it done already. That's how it works here at the BBC.
We'll send out the stat signal in a podcast, in a future podcast, and hopefully you will receive and we'll speak to you again.
We'll speak to you at Christmas.
Cool, looking forward to it.
Scott Mills. This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Tom in Buckinghamshire. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to Bangers. I know you're excited to be on.
I am.
What are you doing?
I've just pulled over on my way home from work.
Okay. Nice. Well, it's weird having Bangers on at a different time. Have you heard it before?
Of course.
You said it before, yes. But the thing is, we're going to catch a whole load of new people today who do knock off work at, like, 3:30, you know? And that's you, Tom, right?
Yeah, well, that's me today anyway.
Okay, yeah. All right, what do you do?
I assess people, adults with learning disabilities, and find them the right house to live in.
Okay, and I see that you're going to a hen do this Friday.
I am.
Whose is that?
So it's my best friend, Emily, or one of my best friends. She's getting married in April.
I've been to more hens than I have to stags.
I've never been to a stag.
Yeah, what's more fun?
I would say they both have their benefits, but yeah, I think I've been to about three stags, about 5 hen do's.
Yeah, well, Tom, where's the hen do to?
We're going over to Dublin.
Yes.
Oh,
brilliant.
That's where your hen do was.
That's where my hen do was. Yeah, we had a good time.
Okay.
Oh, Tom, you're going to love it. So this is how it works. You get to choose what the next song's going to be on Radio 1. Me and Scott are going to both offer up something that we love, and you get to choose it. All
yeah.
right, Tom?
So whoever's choice you're most invested in, and pick that one. Here we go. This is my one. Song. Nick Jonas, Jealous.
This is so you. This is why I love bangers. Good to bring it to a new time, new people. All right, Tom, you can have that. Or you can have my banger choice today, which is this.
I mean, and this is very you.
This is so me. Old school. This is Block Party with Two More Years.
All right, Tom, you're in control of what happens now.
Oh, my God, you know what, guys? It's actually a really easy decision.
Okay.
And based on the stat man earlier, Scott, you're staying in the lead. I'm going with Nick Jonas.
Woohoo!
Gone off topic.
No, not at all.
Radio 1's life hacks.
1.
There's no getting away from it. Some things are just pretty hard to talk about.
It's probably easier to start or find a relationship before. It's basically just like whoever's down your road, wasn't it?
But on the Life Hacks podcast, we're not squeamish. We are not embarrassed.
When we thought, oh, let's do it in our underwear to show that runners' bodies come in all shapes and sizes, yeah, right? We were worried about the chafing.
From mental health to modern relationships, sex and more.
We say what no one else will. Radio 1's life hacks. With Katie Thistleton and Dr. Rada. Download it now on BBC Sounds.
Nick Jonas and Jealous. See, there's Gemma in Newcastle. Never heard bangers before. She says, what a great idea. I mean, it's not revolutionary, Gemma, but yeah, it's just a battle of two songs. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Abby in Aylesbury says, no way, Block Party should have won that.
That's the thing, it just winds you up, this, when the song that you think should have got chosen doesn't.
Natalie says, thank you. Love that you did bangers today at 3:40. I normally work till 3, so I miss it.
Mm.
Danny.
Hello.
Just reconnecting because you were the person that said earlier that you wanted bangers moved. So we actually moved it for you to 3:40 today. How was it for you?
Brilliant. I got to listen to the whole thing.
It does feel different doing it at a different time, actually. Not sure why.
I think it works well. It's like a good end towards the show.
I sort of agree. Is that bad?
Anyone else want to move anything around? Let us know. All right, Danny, good to speak to you. I'm glad it worked out for you today.
Me too. Thank you very much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ash in Birmingham says, since you moved bangers today, I'd love to be reminded of the original story. Weren't you arguing with the listener what the best Justin Bieber song was and then you both picked your favourite? It was something like that. It started off something as mad as that. Yeah, some people are confused. I thought I'd left work early by accident when I heard bangers. Thought I was going to have to go back in. It's like the opposite of when you hear something on Breakfast Show and you're like, oh God, I'm late. People thought they had left work early.
We're just at a different time. Blame it on British summertime or whatever it is. Hour difference.
Yeah.
Clocks go forward, clocks go back.
So what are we thinking, guys? We tried out bangers today at 3:40. You've got to try some things sometimes, you know. I quite liked it at that time.
Mm.
Something to look forward to. This was suggested by our listener, Danny. And also, like, a lot of you finish work at, like, 3:30 or you're taking kids to school, whatever. So quite nice to have it on at that time.
I agree.
But let us know what you thought.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.